My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star of the Capitol Steps. You can find them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. And Elena, I guess bad drinking water doesn't seem that bad now, especially if you live in the Ukraine or the Crimea. Vladimir Putin has now gone from a lovable, huggable, nice guy at the Olympics, or at least his version of it, to basically poisoning the tanks at the border. So, you know.
Yeah, I know. He could be basking in the glow of the Olympic medals. They won the most Olympic medals, right?
They did, yeah. They finally caught us and passed us.
Yeah, the athletes were, like, competing like their lives were on the line.
Well, has anybody heard from the hockey team? Because
I don't know. But, yeah, they could be basking in Olympic glory, and now instead they're assembling tanks, huh?
Yeah. Big shock, I'm sure.
Well, I hear that Sochi hotels are wide open if you want to go and stay there. Because...
Yeah, discount rates. You've previewed this song a couple of different times now. This is basically a look at, let's just say, the less than gold star accommodations at some of the facilities in Sochi.
Introduced by Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Here we go.
Now, as you know, there have been numerous rumors about the condition of our hotels in Sochi. And I would like to say these reports are totally overblown. If you don't believe me, you can see the rooms for yourself with the help of our shower surveillance cameras. And to talk about these great hotels, I now bring you a housekeeper from one of Sochi's many five-star resorts.
Rooms with a putrid scent. Mattress hard as cement. No pool, no phone, no heat. Our borscht contains no beets. And when you first see your room, it's smaller than Lenin's tomb. Here's a little tip for your trip. Bring a commode. It seems ours don't want to flush, but hey, really, what's the rush? Our tissue is not plush. It's like a scrubbing brush. You'll see lots of stray dogs running round. The drinking water's really brown. Here in Sochi, all the toilets have overflown. I've read every Twitter feed and every blog. They say our hotel is worse than Gulag. Everybody knew it would end this way. We're badly decorated because we've got no gays. Drunk maids sleep in your bed. Burlap sheets instead of thread. Showers no one can fix. We're Motel 2, not 6. And when your Sochi visits through, kindly leave a good Yelp review. And don't mention our hotels have no building code. That chocolate on your pillow, it might not be chocolate. Bring a commode.
Oh, Elena, the good news is there's no terrorist attack. The bad news is that probably will be what the Sochi Olympics are remembered for.
But the other good news is the rooms are available.
Yes, absolutely.
Apropos of nothing, I heard a funny story about a Girl Scout in San Francisco. Did you hear this story?
Yes, but go ahead and tell it.
Yeah, she sold 117 boxes of cookies by setting up outside a medical marijuana dispensary. I mean, and they say kids today aren't that bright. They're very bright. That was really smart.
That's very resourceful. I commend her. I don't know what bad she was up for, but I think she earned it. I'm surprised the locals didn't crack down. You know, they've been cracking down on kids with lemonade stands during the summer. I figured the police would have been all over that one.
Yeah,
so
they're making them get, like, licenses or something, or, you know, health code, you know,
yeah,
certificates.
Exactly. So kudos to the San Francisco authorities for letting this little girl succeed in her enterprising efforts.
That kid will go far.
Yes, exactly. That's very resourceful. I don't know how old she was. I don't know what the age range is in the Girl Scouts, but she's definitely... was ingenious there, and I'm guessing there's a bunch more outside clinics and other dispensaries in Colorado and Washington especially.
We're coming out with a new album next month.
Ooh! Do we get to know what the title is yet?
You're the first ones to announce it. It's going to be called How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. So, and it's, the cover is going to be a chorus line of Broadway Congress men and women stabbing each other in the back and crossing their fingers.
Now, are you sentimental about this whole list of long-serving Congress members who are retiring? I mean, John Dingell's been there literally since the mid-Eisenhower.
I am sentimental about John Dingell because one of my favorite songs, the Christmas Carol we ever did, was Dingell Bills, Dingell Bills. And it was funny because really most people don't know who John Dingell is.
Right.
You know, I mean, we know because we're here in D.C. and we're kind of obsessed with it all.
But, sure.
You know, and so Dingell Bills was one of those underappreciated Capitol Steps Christmas carols.
Yes. I remember he was co-sponsoring a health care bill long before Obamacare. It was called Dingell Norwood, and Norwood was a Republican. Al Gore kept referring to it in one of the debates with George W. Bush because they were talking about health care, and Bush gave his position on the issue, and all Al Gore could say is, what about Dingell Norwood? Like the rest of the country would have any idea what
Norwood was. I liked it better when DeLay and Doolittle worked together. It just seemed appropriate.
That is true. Well, I'm sure even as these, him and Henry Waxman and all these others that have been there forever, it seems like, are heading off into the sunset. That means you're just going to get to meet a whole bunch of new people who I'm sure will provide you endless material.
We will. They're bound to be funny. So.
Yes, that's the good thing about the House of Representatives. You have 435 people to say stupid things. And of that number of people, somebody's going to come through for you.
Oh, yeah. Even 10% is good.
That's right. You don't ask for much. Elena, have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Talk to you next week.
Thanks. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. You can get their most recent CD, which is Fiscal Shades of Gray, and get ready for their brand new CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.